Now,
thank you for getting connected to support. How may I help you today? Yes, sir. How may I help you today?
My name is Bruce.
Okay. Sir, can you please just go ahead and help me with the invoice or the order ID number so that I can go ahead and check it out for you? I just need the last 4 digit of that invoice number. Okay, let me check it into my database. So as I can see on my database, sir, it's showing me that you have made the purchase of an Bitcoin with the help of your PayPal account. And this is the confirmation email which you have got today. That do you like to continue with the charges or do you like to just cancel it and want your refund money back? You don't want to continue with the charges, sir? You have made the charge by mistakely, right? You didn't make this charge. So it might be possible that you have shared your some personal information to somebody like your family member or your friend. So that might be they have misused your personal information for made this charge. Okay, not an issue. I'm here to help you out how you can get this fixed, okay? So in order to cancel the charges, I do believe that you are in front of a computer at this point of time, sir. Okay, so in order to cancel these charges, what I'm going to do, I'm just simply going to help you out with a 64-bit live cancellation form, which is provided by PayPal, which you need to fill it out from your end so that you can cancel the charges and get your refund amount back, okay? So I do believe that you use Google Chrome on your computer. You have Microsoft Edge. Okay. Are you there? Okay. The computer which you're using, it's an Apple or it's an Android? It's a Windows. Can you please... Okay. So I do believe that... can you please just go ahead and open up with your Microsoft Edge? Can you see at the top of the screen there is a search panel where you can type something to search? I need you to type over there. It's www.anydesk.com. Anydesk.com. You got it? And what did you type over there? Now press the enter button from your keyboard and after that what comes up, just let me know. Can you see download now over there? Just give a click on that. Okay. Can you see at top right hand side corner there is a pop-up came up like Anydesk EXE? Okay. Once it's done, you just need to hit on open. Okay. Now hit on open. And what do you see? Can you please confirm me your name? First, okay. Can you please confirm me your mobile number in which we are talking? Okay. 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 Now, have you opened that Anydesk app, sir? And what do you see after that? Can you please give me that address? Just help me with that address. Go ahead. And just beside your address, can you see there is a lock sign over there? Small lock sign. Give a click on that. And what comes up?
You tap the password at the password. You need to tap down the password. Tap it over there.
Can you see set password?
It's capital and the double letter water.
Can you see set password? Confirm password. Are you kidding me? Are you sure about it? Okay. Just, I'm telling you the password which you need to put it down over there, okay? It's APPLE 7860. Sorry? Yes, you need to type the same thing on the confirm password.
There's an X over there. There's an X. I'm not saying here on that X.
And after that, what comes up? Hit on apply. Can you see in interactive access? This, can you see third option, like never show incoming session? You need to give a click on that circle checkbox which says never show incoming session. Sorry? Within a moment, we are going to get the form, okay? Yes, I'm still here. And what do you see exactly on your screen? Right?
Just scroll down the page.
S as in Nancy. Y as in
Nancy. And did she log out at the down?